Hey, this is Salem with Hala and Rachel.
Hey guys!
This podcast is about weird
allergies!
Our guests are Eliza, James, Lizzie, Ellie, and Hala.
Our first speaker will be Liza, who's allergic to the cold.
Okay, I'm Eliza, and I'm allergic to the cold. I've had this allergy, I think since I was born. But yeah, I've pretty much lived with it my entire life, so I've kind of gotten used to it. But every time that I'm in kind of like a wet, like cold scenario, I get awful itchy hives pretty much all over my body. I'm kind of used to it. One time, probably this is like the worst time I can remember, but one time when I was younger, I was eating I was eating watermelon. And it was kind of a cold, windy day, and I started getting hives, like, on my face, and they started, like, going down my throat, and my throat started swelling up. Usually, that's not the case. Usually, I just, you know, I'm itchy, and it's annoying. So, my allergy is, like, officially called cold-induced eucotoria, temperature-induced eucotoria, yeah.
So is that the time that it got the, like, one of the times it was the worst when you ate the watermelon?
Yeah. Other times, like, my hands and feet might swell up and, yeah, but it's not that bad. It's all right.
If you want to know what hives are, they are swollen, pale, red bumps on the skin that appear suddenly.
Also known as urticaria.
Here's a computer version.
Urticaria.
Now our next speaker, who is allergic to...
Hi, I'm Lizzie, and I'm allergic to animals that shed. So I'm basically just allergic to any animal with fur, but if they have hair, then I'm fine.
So is it just if they're shedding or not?
It's just if they're shedding.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. What kind of medicine do you need to take?
I take mostly Benadryl, but if it's, like, really bad, then I have, like, a prescribed medicine.
Okay, so you have a twin, right?
Yes.
And is he allergic to
shedding? No, he's not.
Animals?
No, not really.
Okay, what's one time it got really bad?
Well, the most recent was at the cast party for Singing in the Rain, and they had a dog that shed, and... it got so bad, I had to go outside, like, four times, and I was wearing, like, glasses, and, like, my shirt was around my mouth, so I couldn't breathe it in.
Okay.
One time, I was at my neighbor's, my parents were gone, and they have a cat, and it got really bad because, like, 2 minutes after I was there, my allergies started kicking in, and I... like, my face all, like, swelled up, and my throat closed up, and I had a rash all over my face.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, I just went home for, like, 2 hours, then I came back and took a lot of medicine, and then I was fine.
Okay, thank you.
37 to 47% of American households have dogs, causing coughing, itchy eyes, sneezing, and or runny nose, and sneezing.
Okay, so our next speaker is going to be James Arrington. So I was just going to ask, what's something that you're allergic to, and could you tell me a bit about it?
I'm allergic to three things: latex, soap, and NSAIDs, which stands for non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs. Some examples of those are ibuprofen and aspirin. So... latex was the first allergy that I developed, and it was after I developed this allergy that I learned about the nature of allergies. Another word for allergies are called hypersensitivities. It means that our body is hypersensitive to something that is otherwise harmless to us, and we can develop an allergy to anything. Well, I developed an allergy to latex when I was in my teen years. I was washing dishes at a bakery and using latex gloves, and my arms began to break out in rashes, and then those rashes began to pus, and then that began to scab and bleed, and I was like, oh no, my skin's falling off of me. And it wasn't really falling off, but it was getting pretty tender and red, and it was pretty bad. So we went to the doctor, and I learned that I was allergic to latex. And so I stopped using latex and found that it healed right up. So as I was learning about hypersensitivities or allergies, I learned that they attack our immune system, or rather, our body responds to these things like it would to any other toxin using the immune system. So our immune system, the three major parts of our immune system are our skin, our blood system, and our mucous membranes. And my allergies are related to each of those three. So the latex allergy is related to my skin. You'll see how the skin breaks down and is disrupted by exposure to allergy or to latex. My bloodstream is one that is that responds negatively to NSAIDs, ibuprofen and aspirin. And I developed that allergy when I was in my young 20s. I was taking ibuprofen because of an inflammation that I had, and I worked my way off of it. And then I took it again 30 days later, and my body recognized it but didn't know how to categorize it, so it thought it was poison. And so it set up its defenses, and I went into what was called anaphylactic shock. Anaphylaxis is when your bloodstreams constrict in order to try to keep the toxin from flowing through your bloodstreams. And so it reflected itself in my all of my skin, my hands, my face, my ears, my lips, my nose, my eyes. Everything began to swell. And then my so did my breathing tubes. So I couldn't breathe. And it made like a whistling sound when I was breathing. So that was scary. Went to the hospital. They reversed it and basically warned me that I shouldn't ever take ibuprofen or aspirin again because it could kill me. So I said, okay, and I don't. Another allergy that I developed was after my mission. Since I hadn't been exposed to American soaps for 2 years, when I came back and was re-exposed to these soaps, my body didn't know how to categorize it and thought that they were a threat. And so I developed an allergy to soap, and it reflected itself much in the same way that other people experience hay fever. It began to give me a plugged up nose so that I couldn't talk. I couldn't breathe through my nose and made me talk funny. And I lost my sense of smell. Turns out that what it was doing was agitating my nose so that I began to develop polyps or calluses in my nose that were covering my sensors. Once I learned that it was soap that I was allergic to, which was hard to identify what it was that I was allergic to, but once that I did learn that it was soap, I realized that I couldn't escape it, because even if I stopped using it, which I didn't stop using it because I needed to be clean, but if I did stop using it, everybody else still used it. It was in the air everywhere that I went, and it was in their clothes, in my sheets, in my pillowcases, and it was inescapable. And so instead of trying to escape it, I've tried to desensitize myself to it, and I've used a drug called prednisone to soften and deflate the calluses in my nose, and then I continue to use a medicine called Flonase to keep it tender up there, which makes it so that every once in a while I can smell, but usually I still can't. So those are my three allergies: latex, NSAIDs, and soap.
Thank you so much. That was like really informational too for me. Thank you.
For allergies, people take over-the-counter drugs and prescriptions, antihistamines, and decongestants for runny noses.
Hi, guys. This is Hala. My allergy is hand sanitizer or rubbing alcohol.
Or just alcohol. Not the drinking type. I don't know yet. But,
What tends to happen usually is I get hives or I start throwing up. And so once a month I go and I get a shot from my doctor. And then usually every day I take some medicine for them.
Have your allergies gotten worse over the years?
Yeah, well, I didn't have the allergy when I was little, so it only started to show up when I was about 10.
Why do you think the allergies only started showing up when you were about 10 years old?
Who knows? I don't know. The doctors couldn't find it out.
Weird. We have a surprise speaker, and her name is Shelby, and she is allergic to a few different things.
Okay, so I have a couple of allergies, but the first one would be an allergy to kiwi. I found that out when I was, I don't know, maybe in my tween or young teen years. And when I eat kiwi, it kind of makes my tongue and my throat feel itchy and kind of swell up a little bit. So for the most part, I've just avoided it. It's not really a fruit that's that common anyway. So
has that like died down over the years?
I haven't really tried.
Oh.
So there's been a couple times over the years where I've had like a little piece of kiwi, but I just haven't had enough to really know if that's changed.
Oh, so it's mostly just like bigger and bigger amounts of
kiwi?
Yeah,
like if I were to eat, yeah, like a whole kiwi.
Okay.
If I just have a bite of it, it's probably not going to do much.
Okay.
And then the other one I have is I have like a skin sensitivity to certain creams or lotions or face washes, and I don't know exactly what it is in those, but I've found that if I do like an acne face cream or a sunscreen, I have a reaction to that, and it makes my skin red and itchy, and it kind of makes like everything sort of like feel tight and maybe just a little bit swollen.
Oh,
so
what do you use instead of those?
So for sunscreen, obviously you kind of have to have sunscreen sometimes. I found some sunscreens that don't have certain chemicals in them. They're like organic, I can't remember what it is, but they're like free of the
GMO,
the main stuff that's like used in sunscreen, but they're zinc based. Basically, it's just a zinc based sunscreen and everything else is not in there.
Oh, okay.
So, and that works for me. As far as like face washes and face creams and stuff like that, I just kind of have to try it and see. I'll usually know pretty early on whether it makes my skin feel weird. So, and if it does, I just stop using it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That was super interesting. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our next speaker will be Ellie. So, could you tell me about what you're allergic to?
So, I'm allergic to pork, anything in, like, the pork area, pigs. So, bacon, ham, ribs, and actually some ground beef, too. So.
Oh, okay. So, how long have you been allergic to this, and when did you find out?
So, we actually just found out, and it was about a little over 3 months ago.
Okay. Has it gotten worse, do you think?
I don't think so. It was just like we never knew. And so we just kind of like figured it out, like lactose intolerance. You like just figure it out by yourself, you know?
Yeah. Is there anything else you're allergic to?
I'm also allergic. Well, I was allergic to earrings. And so I had to wear sterling silver earrings for a long time. And so that was always fun. Like when I put in other earrings, my ears would just start bleeding a lot. So, yeah. And so I kind of like, I guess I grew out of that when I was like 10, but yeah, it was not
so
the funnest because, yeah, there weren't like cute earrings that I wanted in sterling silver because they're like adultish. So.
Okay. Do you have one more? Don't you have one?
Oh, yeah. I'm also allergic to mosquitoes. And I know that sounds stupid because everyone's allergic to mosquitoes. But bet you, like, $1,000 I'm more allergic than you are. Because when I get bit by a mosquito, it swells up, like, 7 times more than normal people. I like normal people's mosquito bites swell up. So mine's like the size of like, I don't know, like 10 quarters together. And so it's like giant and it's super itchy. And then after they like leave really big scars. And so it's nice, you know?
Yeah, that's awful. Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Some other really rare and weird allergies are like, you could be allergic to exercise, the sun, electricity, coins, to fruit, hope you like your veggies, water, shoes, the leather that they're made out of, semen, well, the semen allergy, where you're allergic to getting pregnant. You could be allergic to touch, whenever there's like pressure on you, on your skin. Then it gives you an itchy, like, hive reaction. Underwear, well, the several fabrics used to create it, you could be allergic to that, or people can. It's a rare one. Allergic to your own children when you're, like, pregnant, you could get, like, scars or blisters along your stomach area, and they could have, like, some rashes, too, when they're born, but they eventually fade, so... Yeah, that's pretty cool. If you want to go check it out, have fun doing that. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all those who we interviewed for your participation. Love you all.
We would also like to thank WebMD.com and EverydayHealth.com for providing us with a lot of our information.